This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big news out of D.C. Politics of a different sort. Word to the president has picked a nominee for Justice Scalia's vacancy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So if you haven't heard, let me be the first to tell you it's one of the oldest nominees and one of the more liberal nominees. Chances of this Merrick Garland suggestion getting through, I would say, is about 1,000 to 1. Certainly, the message to the Republicans is, I don't care. I call your bluff. So I'm going to nominate someone you don't approve of, because I can't see how Merrick Garland, in fact, I can't see how any judges can get through. But Merrick Garland does not fit the bill, that's for sure, from the Republican point of view. So I thought it was really interesting, Obama's words, and we're going to let you hear those in our next segment. Right at the top, we go to Washington, D.C. Justin Duckham joins us now from Talk Media News. Justin, hello. I know the big buzz today is what I just mentioned, Merrick Garland. So the question is, who is Merrick Garland?
That's a very good question, one that a lot of people here probably weren't really able to answer until this morning when a lot of people did last-minute cramming. But he is a 20-year member of the bench serving on the U.S. District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. And prior to that, he was a member of the Justice Department under the Clinton administration, serving as an associate deputy attorney general and overseeing the pretty big cases of the 90s when it came to the Unabomber as well as the Oklahoma City bombing. So somebody with a pretty long career and somebody also with a reputation as a moderate overall.
So a moderate, not quite as liberal as I thought and what I had heard from some of my conversations earlier in the day. I guess moderate in a sense, but would be considered from a super conservative Republican point of view as still down the liberal slant, right?
Exactly. You know, there is a certain vein of the Republican Party who are going to try to, essentially try to paint this as an attempt to make the most liberal court in 50 years. That's the phrase that Ted Cruz has used time and time again. Frankly and objectively, looking at Merrick Garland, this isn't somebody who is sort of an extreme leftist. This is somebody who, has some differences with a lot of, mainstream Republicans when it comes to some environmental regulations, when it comes to Second Amendment issues and whatnot. But overall, this is somebody who a lot of Republicans have respected for a while, most notably Orrin Hatch, the long-serving senator and member of the Judiciary Committee. And somebody who, frankly, spoke up pretty heavily for him back when he was initially appointed to the bench in 1997, and who recently said that, he was somebody that, probably would be a suitable Supreme Court justice if he was in any other situation than being, named during Obama's twilight term.
Yeah, so that's it. So what are the chances of him actually getting through?
That's a very good question. And, of course, we have Mitch McConnell and the rest of the Republican Party essentially, going in lockstep in opposition to this, saying that this is, a non-starter from, day one. Today on the Senate floor, McConnell really reiterated that, saying that there could be, conceivably down the road a situation where, Garland is appointed, but saying that that's not going to be happening during the Obama administration. So essentially kind of putting the kibosh on that. He is going to be going to Capitol Hill tomorrow, where he's going to be meeting with, a good number of senators. He's going to be meeting with Democrats on Thursday. And then following the congressional recess, he's going to be meeting with Chuck Grassley, who is the, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Grassley has also said that this is a non-starter, but I guess, the intention for this is to tell that to his face. And then we have a number of senators who are up, at risk for election year coming up. Kelly from New Hampshire, as well as Rob Portman from Ohio, who are saying that they are probably going to be sitting down with him as well.
And before we step away from this, the whole Supreme Court vacancy, so let's say this goes through the Senate. Obviously, he doesn't get approved. Will there be another nominee? Because there's enough time for the president to throw up a few. You think he would do that?
I think it's a possibility. It depends on how, hard the administration wants to play politics with this. If they want to, they could have a situation where they could put one good nominee after another, up before the Supreme Court, just to kind of help drive home the fact that, we have a Senate who is essentially abandoning their constitutional duties, to use their words. I don't think it's going to get down to that case, but that certainly is an option that the administration could explore and exploit if they chose to do, chose to do so. For right now, at least, this is probably going to give them ample fodder to hit back against the Republicans in the time being before the election.
But the other big buzz around the country, and we're speaking with Justin Duckham from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C., is Donald Trump warning that there were going to be riots if he doesn't get the nomination. And then, of course, the big news that Fox said, forget it for this next debate, because Trump said he wasn't playing. Wow. So Trump holds all of the cards, it seems.
No, he certainly does. He has, threatened to boycott the debates before and has changed the format for that for quite some time. This is the first time, though, that a debate has been canceled based, largely solely upon his schedule. He ended up prompting John Kasich to drop out as well. Ted Cruz has blasted both candidates for failing to appear at this one. But this really shows how much control Donald Trump has gotten, not just over the Republican Party, but the Republican nominating process as well, and some of the outside apparatuses that certainly include the media and include the debate commissions and whatnot. So, yeah, this is certainly big. That in conjunction with the fact that he is threatening that there probably will be violence if he's not named, the Republican nominee at the convention, is probably just a sign of what exactly he's been saying from Donald Trump supporters for quite some time. It's no shock to say that there has been violence that has taken place at his rallies, and it would kind of seem like the logical conclusion that, the people who have been sort of riled up by Donald Trump aren't necessarily going to go away and, probably aren't going to be, sitting on the sidelines if Donald Trump doesn't get the nomination.
The other big thing is, as you know, I'm sure somebody who rides the Metro Rail system, I love it in D.C., shut down for 29 hours on Wednesday. Problems with the electrical system, they say it was a safety deal. What's, because there were fires. What's the latest there?
Oh man, yeah, that was a pain today. I gotta say, I ended up taking a couple Ubers today to kind of get around that. But what happened was on Monday there were some fire issues with the metro. There are some serious safety concerns, so they declared that there was going to be sort of an immediate emergency investigation to see what exactly went wrong. The latest that I heard was that there have been probably about half a dozen instances in which they discovered some faulty wiring within the metro that needs to be dealt with almost immediately. The initial plan was for the metro to open up at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm not sure if that's still going to be, moving forward, but that certainly is the goal. But, of course, this is coming up on St. Patrick's Day, which is, a pretty big day for public transportation, considering, the risks that come with drunk driving and whatnot. And it's also coming up ahead of the start of the Cherry Blossom Festival on Friday. So there are two huge sort of events that the metro agency down here, WMATA, needs to necessarily plan for immediately.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Hopefully that gets all straightened out. Thank you, Justin Duckham, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Coming up next, Byron Henry, legal and constitutional scholar for the lowdown on Merrick Garland.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Suggest that someone as qualified and respected as Merrick Garland doesn't even deserve a hearing, let alone an up or down vote, to join an institution as important as our Supreme Court when 2/3 of Americans believe otherwise? That would be unprecedented.
They're my father, who ran the smallest of small businesses from a room in our basement, took me with him as he made the rounds to his customers, always impressing upon me the importance of hard work and fair dealing.
The president has spoken, and he nominates the man you just heard, Merrick Garland. The big question, who is Merrick Garland? If you talk to super conservative Republicans, they say too liberal. If you talk to super liberal people inside the Beltway, which I did today, they say not very liberal, somewhere in between. But the bottom line is this. Will he get through the Senate nominating process or get booted in the end? I think we know the answer to that. I'm going to let you all chime in. 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate here on America Tonight as we traverse through the nooks and crannies. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, legal and constitutional scholar Byron Henry. He's with Sheaf and Stone. He is a partner in the appellate law section of that law firm, with this practice focusing on the areas of business litigation and civil appeals, by the way. And as I said, he is a constitutional scholar, perfect guy for us to have on the show. Byron, thanks for coming on.
Great to be with you, Kate.
So you heard the announcement. What was your initial reaction?
Well, brutally honest, my initial reaction was that the nomination by President Obama of Chief Judge Merrick Garland was a basically
sort of a sacrificial lamb type, so to speak, because President Obama does not believe that the Republican Congress or Republican Senate is going to relent and actually hold hearings. Therefore, he picked an older, more moderate, more difficult person for Republicans to argue against and make it very political, very difficult for them politically in this campaign season with the presidential election coming up, without going to the young, ideologically liberal stars on the bench that liberals can draw on. If Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, he basically puts someone out there that's less liberal, older, he's white, he's a white male, and therefore, you know, if he doesn't get through, that's fine. He still has a good job on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals as chief judge, but it did not throw one of the more up-and-coming stars of the Democratic Party on the bench to the wolves, so to speak, to just kind of die on the vine in this bitter, bitterly fought presidential campaign year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the president had considered him before, but ultimately the two appointments he had, or the nominations he had, went to Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, not in his direction. So this was a way to come back. And as you mentioned, he is the chief judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. In fact, he was appointed, people might remember, by Bill Clinton in 1997. So what is the upside? I suppose, let's look at it from two different angles. What's the upside for the Prez in doing this? Is he kind of saying to the Republicans who were putting it out there that this isn't the time to nominate, there's not enough time left in the year, and this should be really the job of the next president? Is it kind of saying to them, no, I'm the president still, and I'm going to do this?
Well, I think it's more than just that, because the president certainly has the constitutional authority and discretion to nominate an associate justice, even if it's the last day of his term. So he can do that. I think what the message really is to the Republicans are, you say you won't even hold hearings, you won't even consider a nominee, so what I'm going to give you is basically the prototypical consensus nominee whom both Orrin Hatch and others in the Senate, Chuck Grassley and others, have commended on the floor when he was nominated in the past for the Circuit Court of Appeals as being very moderate, as being distinguished, as being brilliant. And so therefore he's going to basically call their bluff, so to speak, and say, okay, I didn't nominate a firebrand. I didn't nominate someone with a past. I nominated a career prosecutor, public servant, you know, just an all-around well-respected jurist with no negative marks in his record or in his past. And let's basically see you not even consider a nominee that you would have begged for 2 years ago or 3 years ago when I was right after I was reelected. And I think that's really what this is about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that Garland said today was, fidelity to the Constitution and the law has been the cornerstone of my professional life, that it's about the Constitution. As somebody who is a constitutional scholar, is that true?
Well, I mean, certainly, let's put it this way. All terms are relative. Moderates, relative, you know, dedication to the Constitution is relative. Every Supreme Court justice would say, liberal or conservative, they're dedicated to hewing close to the Constitution. The issue here is, this is not going to be about Chief Judge Garland. The issue is not about his ideology or his credentials, because the Republicans drew a line in the sand, I think smartly on this occasion, by the way. They drew the line in the sand before the nomination was made, so that they could say, honestly, it didn't matter who was nominated. They weren't going to hold hearings, and they're basically invoking the Biden rule that basically says, if we're in a bitterly fought campaign season, presidential election year, in the last year of a president's term, we are not going to basically throw a nominee to the wolves, or we're not going to have that bitter confirmation fight in that kind of a campaign season. And basically the president said, okay, I'm going to give you a nominee, the most conservative or least liberal nominee you could ever hope to get from a President Obama or a President Hillary Clinton, and see if you're going to stick to your guns.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this happen. Do you think it's going to be a short process or a long process? And, of course, I'm asking you to look at a crystal ball. I think it'll drag out maybe a little bit.
Well, no, I mean, that's the easy answer, since I've already gone on record in a lot of forums saying I believe the Republican Senate is basically pot committed on this, meaning they're all in with all their chips to the middle of the table. They're not going to hold hearings. They're not going to do the courtesy round that is typical of all Supreme Court nominations. They're not, so there is nothing to drag out. I mean, will it drag out in the public, meaning will there be calls to do for the Senate to do their job and quit violating their constitutional duty? That's going to drag out as long as the nomination. But there is no process, because the Republican senators, Mitch McConnell in particular, who controls basically the floor of the Senate, and Chuck Grassley, who controls the Judiciary Committee, have said there will be no process. Nothing is going to start, so nothing will be dragged out.
Yeah, just in the media and in the public.
That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Byron Henry, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
You're sure welcome, Kate. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Good stuff. So you heard him say he's right. They threw down the gauntlet at the beginning. So if I'm a strategist, that is the right move to make, because the chances of doing the let's just have the show, let's just do the circus, even though we're going to say no, 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 is really not that good. I said at the beginning of the hour, 1,000 to 1, you know, come on. So the White House keeps pushing that he has more federal judicial experience than any other Supreme Court nominee in history, because he's got 19 years on the D.C. Circuit Court. And, you know, that's really considered the second most important court. And if you look at the investigations that he's led, the case against Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh certainly was one of those. You know, it's interesting, because somebody said to me, well, wait a second, don't just necessarily assume that. If Garland succeeds in getting the seat of Justice Antonin Scalia, he would be the rival to Scalia's very, very colorful writing style. So, you know, that's considered to be, as somebody said to me today, you know, look at some of the cases that are up, and look what he could be a part of if he were to be nominated. But to Byron Henry's point, it's not going to happen, because if they've said, if the Senate Republicans, you know, Mitch McConnell coming out today, we're not going to do it, we're not going to have the hearings, then it's not going to happen. They control that process. In fact, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Senator Orrin Hatch had to say. And you know, Byron mentioned this. If you go back to 2010, when it was Justice John Paul Stevens, they were looking for a successor, Orrin Hatch, Republican senator, called him a consensus nominee. So now, what is Hatch saying about this nomination and this process? Has he changed his tune in 2016? Find out on the flip side.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't ask me to swim the sea. Don't think that I'm a tower thing. Don't lean too much on me. We're looking into the future. Oh, don't build your dreams too high. I beg you to remember, I'm just an ordinary guy.
I ain't no miracle worker.
I do the best that
Thanks
I
for
can.
Hanging with us here. On America Tonight. As I mentioned, we were going to hear what Orrin Hatch, I think we're going to fire that up here in a second, Orrin Hatch had to say, the senator from Utah, this time around when, you know, when he was asked about the same nominee, he said worked basically for him, Merrick Garland. He called him a consensus nominee, as I mentioned. But even before his name was announced, you know, there was caution all over. Moderate. He shouldn't be labeled as a moderate. That's what Judicial Crisis Network found or cautioned in the National Review, that in one instance he had a very liberal view of gun rights. Also, the National Federation of Independent Businesses claimed that Garland nearly always sided with regulators, labor unions, and trial lawyers at the expense of small businesses. And that group, the National Federation of Independent Business, called it very discouraging. Here's Orrin Hatch.
I'd rather have it put over. It's fair to both sides. Whoever wins is going to be able to appoint the justice.
All right, so whoever comes in, he's basically saying now that it's up to the next president. So, no, it shouldn't happen at this point. It should be the next guy in the door, which, of course, is what Donald Trump says when he's elected. And if he's not, there'll be a riot, that he should be able to name the Supreme Court nominee. It should be the next president's pick. And this is probably not going to be something that we're going to be talking about for very long, because even if he is the so-called safe choice, if you look at the decisions he's handed down, not flashy, all that kind of stuff, doesn't have a lot that you could rip open in his background and just explode or exploit, certainly. But that doesn't matter. The bottom line is that he's not going to get through, because the process isn't going to happen. You know, this is politics. I mean, he might be qualified if this were a different time and not in this political climate. If it was early in the second term, I don't know, maybe. Sure, somebody would get through. But because of where we are in our history, I saw an interesting piece, an interesting column written by Jeffrey Toobin, who said that friends should be offering him, maybe not congratulations, maybe it should be condolences, because after this incredibly distinguished career in public service, now he's tapped for this highest honor, but it puts him into the maelstrom, you know, politically speaking, that he is unlikely to survive. He's 63. He's a graduate of Harvard Law School. He, like the justice, he would replace Antonin Scalia. He was a clerk for some legendary judges. William Brennan even was one of them. And a partner at, obviously, a prominent law firm. He gave that up, and he worked as a prosecutor in the District of Columbia. But we could go on and on about his background. It doesn't matter. Most Republican senators will refuse to even meet with him. And while Republican senators have so far avoided attacking, as Jeffrey Toobin says, Garland's qualifications, conservative interest groups, as I just mentioned, a couple of them, are pledging to run TV ads portraying him as a mindless liberal and a stoogie pretty much for Obama. But isn't the Supreme Court always political? It is. No matter what time on a president's continuum of where they are, it's always this way, right? Always. So Democrats, where are they on this? The Democrats have already started calling out the Republicans as do-nothing obstructionist. And this is how this is going to play out. Republicans are going to refuse a vote. I can't imagine that they don't. So the odds are stacked against this guy getting in. That's it. They're completely stacked. You may disagree with me. If you do, or you want to throw in your two cents, please do it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. On to a few other things that are really tripping the wire for me and did earlier in the day. I was out somewhere early afternoon, and all that I was seeing across the cable, I was in a studio, all I was seeing across the cable TVs where I was Donald Trump, and Donald Trump saying he's not going to participate in the next debate. He's not going to do it, and he's not going to, if he's not elected the nominee, if he's not nominated, in other words, to represent the Republicans, there'll be a riot, pretty much. So, Rubio's done already, we know, from earlier in the week. We're down 2-3. Kasich, who wins Ohio, could make this interesting in a lot of different ways. I mean, a lot of different ways. What if Kasich opted to bail out of it? He's not saying that. He didn't say that in Ohio. But you look at the delegate count. You need 1,237. Trump has 673. Cruz 411. Rubio had 169, but he's bounced. Kasich, 143. So, I don't know. As you look at the cards, how can this not be a Trump deal? How can it not be a Trump deal? If you wanted to be a real conspiracy theorist, I had this discussion today with a magazine editor who said, for the first time, I really do think, and you'll be shocked, and can you imagine if this happens, if you're Donald Trump, do you really, really, really want to be president? The thought of it sounds intriguing and trying to affect change, but there's three branches, as I've talked about before. There are so many other things he could do in his life when he's hit that pinnacle and has the kind of money he has. Does he get there in the end and say, you know what, I've decided I'm going to thank you, I'm flattered for the nomination, but I'm not going to accept the nomination. Can you imagine if that happened? Oh, I think he could win the swing vote even. I think he could. Even Obama's former campaign manager said once people get past his bluster and bigotry, there are a lot of things he says that are sort of against what Republicans are saying that he's getting criticized about, but that a lot of swing voters would be open to. So I don't know about the theory that he's going to say, forget it, I don't want to, I'm throwing back the nomination. I'd be stunned. Now, that would be the stunner. That would be like the ending of this movie you're not expecting, an ending that affects all of our lives, by the way. That would be it. And I highly doubt that will happen. Highly doubt it. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Thanks for calling, as always.
Sorry, I had to exhale a cigarette.
I love it.
Okay, listen, I got some news today that came down. There's this guy named Curly Hoagland. I know you know about this, Kate, because you're smarter than the average bear. Popped off that, hey, people don't nominate the president of the United States. We as a party do, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me, dude. You are a member of the Republican Party, and we, the people of the United States of America, being members of the Republican Party or Democratic Party or Independent Party or whatever, are the people that nominate and elect our president. You people that think you can run things, you can take it and stick it where the sun don't shine. We will kick your damn you-know-what. And
yeah,
we're not going to take anything off of you or anybody in the Republican Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, or whatever. This is the United States of America. We are the American people, and we decide who is going to be our representative and who's going to be president or not president. And you work for us. We don't work for you. And if you don't like that, get the hell out.
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because that came up for people. I do know who Curly Hoagland is.
Else. I got something else for you, too, as well. Go on.
But he was on CNBC today, or he was on CNBC on Wednesday, and he said that, like you say, that it's the political parties, not the voters, that pick the nominee, and it kicked up a lot of dust. Absolutely. What else do you have on your mind?
As they can text mail. Okay, here we go. They think in Washington, D.C., that if Donald Trump gets in, the party is over. No more chairmanships, no more this, no more that, no more K Street involvement, telling us what they want, blah, 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 blah. They believe that Donald Trump will upset their little apple cart, take away their little fiefdoms, and that's why they are fighting tooth and nail to keep this guy from becoming president. Either him or Ted Cruz, either one, would do exactly what they say they will do. They will put these people under the damn microscope and say, hey, why are we making you this rich when you come into office as a representative of the United States of America and you wind up multi-millionaires through your little side deals? No more, boys and girls, and they know that. And that's why they are coming unglued, trying to stop Donald Trump, trying to stop Ted Cruz. As for Kasich, forget it, dude. He's a loser. He's a wannabe.
I like that. He's a wannabe. Well, I don't think he gets that anyway. Dan in Texas, thank you so much. Hang with us, Tomas. Anybody else who wants to throw in? Batter up.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Singing like that, don't you think? Well, I think it is. All right, let's move along. So if you want to throw in, as we kind of traverse in a couple of different directions, I want to fill out a little bit, too, what Dan said. It's interesting. In case you don't know about Hoagland, he is part of the 168 RNC members. You know, when I say on the air, maybe I should always flush that a little bit, when I say the party and the party machine, and, you know, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the establishment peeps. He is that guy, staunchly conservative Republican. And he is making the argument that the rules governing the 2016 convention are filled with contradictions that completely nullify whatever occurred. The opening gavel even smashes against the podium in Cleveland, basically setting up that if it goes to a brokered convention, it's the, he's saying, the delegates to the Republican convention are going to choose the next presidential nominee. Nobody has the majority of delegates from eight states before the convention. He said he says they won't. So he's setting up to say, Hoagland is, that the RNC has no option but to follow the rules until they convene in 2016, pretty much, right? Rule 40. He said, I just need Rule 40 in the interpretation. So the thought is, you know, this push about Donald Trump, and that's why Trump exploded, that it's not the people that choose, it's the Republican National Committee that chooses. How does that make you feel? Like you've been jobbed, perhaps? Let's go to Tomas in the great state of Michigan. I have a Michigan magnet on my... I was just thinking about this today. I have a Michigan magnet on my refrigerator. I see it every day when I open it to get water out of it. Hey, Tomas.
All right. The mitten is on your fridge, huh?
You know what? Here's the cool thing about the mitten. I have a lot of friends from Michigan, a lot, and some of them live in Dallas. And when you meet someone new and they're from Michigan, they do that mitten thing. So for people listening around the country, they hold up their hand and they say, I'm from here, and they point to the part of Michigan where they're from. I love that. It's so cool. Yes.
Yeah, we have a really incredible country. You know, you travel from one end to the other. When I first got to Michigan, you know, I guess I went into a store and I said, yeah, let me have a Coke. And the person said, pop? And I thought he was getting smart with me, you know, because I'm a little older, you know. Coke. Yeah, we call it a pop here. Oh, that's right. You guys call it pop, you know, because, you know, they've been calling that pop since the 50s, you know, here. But, you know, and where I was coming from around D.C., it was a Coke or, you know, a soft drink or whatever.
Right. It wasn't the same.
Yeah. You know, Cruz now, he has an opportunity to show leadership now. He's not going to win. Okay. It's not going to happen. But he could make with one phone call, you know, he could unite the party with one phone call. And that would be huge. You know, if he had a meeting and said, you know what, it's time for us to concentrate on the Democratic Party and the dangers that they, you know, threaten America with. So I'm freeing up my delegates. I encourage them to vote for Trump, and then Trump might come up and say, you know what, you're going to be my VP, and boom, we'll be off to the races.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, I'll tell you what, there's just no way that the GOP is going to let Trump go, because he is the one that is laying the golden eggs. I mean, turnout. Every, you know, look at Missouri, okay? In 2012, okay, 252,000 people voted. You know, that was the turnout for the primary. Last night in Missouri, 938,000 people showed up. Okay, that's not 100%. That's not 200. That's 350% more. You know, three times as many. More than that. But think about that. You know, that is unprecedented. Have you ever heard of anything like that? You know? And it's been happening on and on and on. You know, in Texas, a million people showed up.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, they're not going to stop. I figure in June in California, the California primary, which would really be rich, you know, because I can see Trump over there, you know, celebrating crossing the 1237 threshold in California with a huge, you know, 30,000-person crowd. And he's saying, and who's going to pay for the wall? Mexico! Oh, man. That would be, you know.
I love it. Oh, you're so right. That's good.
Yeah, but, you know, I think Cruz could, I mean, you know, he's not going to win. So why not? Why not make the phone call? I mean, I know a lot of people like Cruz because they think he's, you know, morally conservative. You know, they don't like, you know, Trump because, you know, he's been married and divorced and had a bunch of girlfriends and talked bad about McCain and talked bad about Megyn Kelly and talked bad about Fiorina and, you know. But you got to realize this is the way that guy does, is he talks like that. You know, I mean, a reporter asked him, what are you going to do for the military? Are you talking to any generals? You know, and that was a setup question, you know, because if he said yes, then they were going to say, so you admit that you're lacking in that area. So what did he say? I'm consulting myself. You know, the reporter couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And I talk to other people. Boom. You know, he's from New York. He's used to the media being around you.
That's true. He knows how to handle the media. No question. I just said that to someone today. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, he says, you know what? Why don't we give the people a break? Everybody's tired of these stupid debates. Not going to prove anything. You know, they've had their chance to attack me. You know, what? How many debates have they had now? 12? 15? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's 13, going, thank God. Thank God Trump's not going to have another debate. We're going to have a break and watch basketball now, you know, for a little bit here.
Right.
I mean, you know what, Kate? We have sent 100 senators to Washington. They're all great debaters. We have sent 435 representatives to the House in Washington. They're all great debaters. And you know what? Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap, baby. You are so right on. Absolutely. No question. And it is interesting to watch as this all unfolds. I mean, there's no other adjectives I can throw out there. But now we've had the comments from Hoagland. We see what's going on with Trump. He does, Tomas, thank you, know how to handle the media. He's right. As I say, he can spin in whatever direction he needs to spin because he gets it. He gets it. He's going to get bombarded. You know, covering sports and covering politics is the same. It's the us's and the them's. I said this the other day. It's teams, it's sides, it's what you think and how you score. And it is so similar, especially now. It's really, really unbelievable. The competition, the takedowns, the establishment, the rules. And this is all very, very, very fuzzy. I want to come back around to this. The big news besides Trump saying, if I'm not the nominee, look for riots, and this is, you know, people want me and all of that kind of stuff. Also, what we talked about last night, Ray from Missouri called us and told us about running out of ballots and, you know, across the river in Illinois and what that was like and that there were smudges and trying to decide and how does that happen in this country, which is crazy insane. And when the vote counting in Missouri was completed on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump led, you know, but the margin of victory in each case was less than 1 percentage point. Nutty. And, of course, we have a nominee for what it's worth from the president for the Supreme Court to fill Justice Antonin Scalia's shoes, but it's not going to go anywhere. Merrick Garland. Who is Merrick Garland? He does have the credentials. He definitely is nominated at the wrong time. Yo, you, and the woman in the back. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.